Hey guys, how y'all doing? I hope you're doing well today. I'm doing great. This is Ron. Welcome back. I want to speak on a couple things. One of the things is the title of the show or the podcast. Me, when I was younger, my dad always pushed, like, hey, what's your zodiac sign? What's that person over there's zodiac sign? What's your friend's zodiac sign? These are the traits, you know, and he used to like say what are the traits of the different ones. And I never really like dived into it. And it wasn't like a big thing, but I noticed my dad was really into it. And growing up, I'm starting to see, like, no matter how you hide it, you know, a lot of those traits that the different zodiac signs have, a lot of people have, and it's just amazing to me. Like, I look at the cancer thing, and I look up different videos online, and I see, like, different people, like, define the traits that my sign has. And I'm like, man, that's me. That's crazy. So I see what my dad was right now about that, and you know, it just amazing to me. So I wanted to you know, give my input on certain things in my life as a cancer. Because I went different things I've seen in life, and kind of talk about it with y'all guys. Now. Today I want to speak about
my son.
My son is weird.
He came up to me the other day
and asked, hey dad,
what should I be when I grow up?
And I try to stick with being or trying to be something that good at, something that's passionate about.
And maybe trying to lean towards a hobby that you have.
He's a drummer.
And he loves music.
And I pointed out to him the different jobs in music.
Now, being African American,
a lot of us dive into rap.
But I pointed out to him the different jobs that music brings to the table.
I said sound design. I said you have a friend in the family that's in sound design. You have different people that's in music in our family. You have different jobs that, you know, going to college for sound design can also bring to the table. I also told him about theater, about the different jobs that you can have in the theater, how you can use, you know, music for video games and commercials and, you know, podcast music. And he liked it. And I actually helping him make a YouTube channel for he can do videos. But I said, okay, well, certain things I don't want to just do for you. I want to do with you. So I'm helping him make music, and he's enjoying himself, making little videos, making the music, and I'm pointing him out to the different avenues in life that I think that I see that he's good at right now that he can possibly do in the future. And he loves it. He's 10, and, you know, I'm trying to be a good dad, you know, and I'm trying to be there for him, and like inside I'm just jumping for joy, because when I was a kid I watched Bill Cosby, the Cosby Show, and to see how he was as a father, I wanted to be that, not like that, but close to it. I was itching to be a dad. I wanted to do the family you know, get-togethers and meetings and teach my son and my daughter life lessons and you know, I wanted to do all that. And, you know, it's pretty cool to have someone look up to you. You know, I want him to be successful. I want to be at least one of the people in his life that will help him grow. I think as a parent, we need to be there for our kids. And also, our kids will see that, will love that, and we'll teach them to be there for us also. I mean, I remember one time I had a hard day at work. I came home, picked up my kids. We went out somewhere. I think we went out to eat. And my daughter just came up to me and said, "I love you, Dad. Give me a hug." I melted in her arms. And, you know, that made me feel good. And I loved it. And those are the moments that I cherish. You know, like I even like my newborn. You know, come home and hold her and she'll look at me and laugh, drooling. And, you know, those are the moments that you, you know, cherish. But anyway, to get back to my son. So, I try to teach him to know what success is, to be successful. A lot of people think, some people think, I won't say a lot of people, think money, power, boom, I'm successful. But it's deeper than that. If you're happy in what you're doing in life, that should be, you know, successful. A lot of people don't have money like that. But a lot of people are comfortable, happy in what they do in life. You know, and I want that for him. My daughter, I'm very curious in where she's going to go. You know, my son, you know, he do drums. He play drums. He goes to practice every Thursday. And I see him getting better and better. Learning how to read notes. Getting a deeper dive into music is a beautiful thing. And I hope y'all guys out there in podcast land just try, like, it can be your son, it can be your best friend, it can be your fiance, your wife. But, you know, somebody try to ask you, like, hey, what should I do in life? Or just say, hey, you know, it's anything, you know, just try to be there for them. I used to hear, I thought, and I was younger, I thought you just get up, get a job, and you just move on. You just go out there. And, you know, then, you know, my mom and dad said, oh, you got to go to college. You got to do this, you got to do that. And I thought, okay, what's my major going to be? What am I doing? And it was overwhelming. And I don't know, maybe I was a late bloomer, but it took me years to realize I should have jumped into what I'm good at and try doing that. I mean, we're here on earth not to, you know, be a slave to the 9-to-5. We're here on earth to show off our talents. And, you know, for the people that can work and, you know, with the talent that they have, it's a beautiful thing. I just wish that people can work and do what they love to do. That'd be awesome. That'd be great. But a lot of us are not that fortunate. But please, guys, like, tell me, like, give me some stories, like, if you can. Send me a message. Tell me some stories about your kids, asking what they want to be when they grow up, and the advice that you gave them. I hope this right here helped some people out. I'm out. Farewell.